This is Catherine Sarrazin, and this week on Let's Talk Art, we'll go to the Petit Palais to visit the exhibition titled Les Hollandais à Paris, a collection which follows nine Dutch painters who came to Paris between the late 1700 and early 1900. The collection sheds light on the exchanges between the French and Dutch artists of the time. Indeed, many Dutch painters travelled in the 19th century to seek inspiration elsewhere, and most came to Paris, attracted by the creativity and dynamic artistic life of the French capital. These residencies would sometimes last a long time or even become permanent for some painters, as Van Gogh or Van Dongen. Others, as Maris or Breitner, brought back new ideas to the Netherlands, which then influenced the evolution of Dutch painting. Likewise, the Dutch brought with them the brilliance of the Golden Age, with its warm colors and details. Portrayed in a painting by Jonkin, Notre-Dame vue du quai de la Tournelle, showing the construction work of the riverbank with the cathedral at a distance. The chronological order of the exhibition highlights the link and exchanges between the Dutch and French artists, starting with Gerard van Spaandonk at the end of the 18th century, then Ari Scheffer for the Romantic period, Jacob Maris, Johan Jonkin, Frédéric Cammerer for the mid-1800s, and then lastly George Breitner, Vincent van Gogh, Kees van Dongen and Piet Mondrian at the turn of the century and the early 1900s. Their works are presented besides those of their French contemporaries as Corot, Millet, Boudin, Monet, Cézanne, Signac and a few others to show their respective influence. Paris was at the time a flamboyant and very attractive artistic pole, with its museums, galleries, and a thriving art market enhanced by the Universal Exhibitions, but also an expanding city with a flamboyant nightlife which attracted all forms of art. Van Dongen captures the atmosphere and festivities of the City of Lights in his painting A la Galette. Montmartre and its café culture was actually a common meeting place for artists and is often portrayed in paintings of the time. Soon after his arrival in Paris, where his brother had settled down, Verhoeven discovered Impressionism and Neo-Impressionism, and very quickly his own palette changed for brighter and lighter colors. As in the painting Jardin Potager et Moulin à Montmartre, he also tried different styles before finding his own, such as pointillism upon meeting Signac, as in the painting Vue depuis l'appartement de Théo. Whereas George Breitner, influenced by Impressionism and particularly by the ballerinas of Degas, brought the theme back to Holland and painted a series of young girls as the canvas The Red Kimono, a famous painting in the Netherlands which can usually be admired at the Rijksmuseum in Amsterdam. This collaboration of artists between the two countries had an important role to play in the evolution of European art. The exhibition on show in Paris until the 13th of May comprises over 100 paintings from several museums in the Netherlands, but also from European and American collections. Stay tuned to English Waves.